While in Reno, Tim Kaine discussed several issues important to the Latino community, including immigration and women's health care. Some attendees would have welcomed the use of Spanish as well, including Evelyn Galvin, a fluent Spanish speaker whose parents emigrated from Guadalajara, Mexico.
I think that's a very good way to connect with the Latino group to support you. Like, you can reach out to people who can't speak English.
And for those still learning Spanish, like UNR graduate student Amanda Buell, Kaine's efforts have made an impact.
While he may not be Latino himself, and he may not fully understand Spanish culture or Mexican culture, the fact that he's trying and that he's valuing those members of our population and that part of our culture, I think, is actually really commendable.
But others, like UNR student Cameron Cody, are not impressed.
I do feel like it can be sort of a handicap for an individual that is in America that only speaks Spanish due to the fact that we are a predominantly speaking English country.
Kaine did speak Spanish after the rally when he met community members at Carniceria Tejaro, a Mexican restaurant in North Reno. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Natalie Van Hooser with Noticiero Móvil.